There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for another week. Exciting events going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We have the charts to present to you for the week of June 22nd to the 26th, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. Lots of exciting things happening there. You got to check it out, especially since the Talkers Convention. Michael's job here first, as we get into the discussion, is to overview the top 10 stories the researchers at Talkers have done, so we know which element and which item stands where in that list of the top 10, Michael.
Here we go. We have at number 10, Tom Brady's NFL hearing is taking place, and Major League Baseball action. At number 9, the Taylor Swift Apple Music case. At number 8, the OPM hack and the Freddie Gray autopsy being leaked. We have at number 7, Iran nukes deal and ISIS violence. At number 6, we have the Pope's climate encyclical. At number 5, the White House LGBT Pride event, and that ties into Obama's using the N-word flap. At number 4, we have the 2016 presidential prospects tied with Jindal entering the race. At number 3, Obama's TPP deal. At number 2, the Charleston church slayings aftermath and huge story, the Confederate flag issue. And at number 1, the Supreme Court of the United States Obamacare ruling. Lots of topics crammed into talk radio this past week.
Yep,
the people
good.
Tried. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying good. Yeah, there was a lot of good variety this week in conversation.
Yeah, there was.
Good.
Big topics, all number ones in their own way. At number 10, we have Tom Brady and the People Chart. At number 9, Marilyn Mosby, Bill and Hillary. It's at 8. 7 is John Kerry, Pope Francis at 6. Donald Trump at 5. He's actually doing better than people expected. Kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Bobby Jindal at 4. Dylan Roof and Nikki Haley at 3. John Roberts and Antonin Scalia at 2. And Barack Obama at 1. There you go.
All right. So you have a sister publication to Talkers Magazine that is focused on music radio. And I thought from that perspective, the number 9 issue this week, as just outlined by you in the story list, has to do with singer Taylor Swift chasing Apple around and having enough credibility and bears, because of her fan list, the influence to get Apple to change something that they were doing. There are a couple of different ancillary side pieces to this, I think, sidebars. You and I both former disc jockeys. You had more influence on, I think, the creation of certain formats and music than I did because of your exposure to a lot of different things in the New York and Los Angeles area that I wasn't exposed to, among other things. But you had a real love, and still do. You display it in this publication. So I wonder what it has made a conversational piece because of, I think, just acknowledging the power that she has. But what is this all about, really? What do we need to know?
Well, it's a complicated story. There's a tremendous amount of complication in terms of royalties and payments to artists in terms of the streaming online. As a matter of fact, the entire music industry is in disarray. Mm-hmm. So to put it into a nutshell, artists are having problems with receiving payment that they believe they are due from a lot of the major services out there.
Why do they believe they're due money?
Because it's their property.
But without But without the promotion that comes from, let's say,
now you're opening a can of worms, and we could talk.
I know
about
I am
this
because
weeks.
I think this is this really bothers me, frankly, as a former jock.
Okay, well, this is a separate issue from Taylor Swift and Apple. What you're asking is, which is more important? The promotion that artists get for getting free airplay on radio, television, internet by people who do shows or provide services, or the people who are playing their songs and thus getting audience at the expense, in an abstract way, of these people's product. Which is more important, the exposure or the product for the people playing this music. Now, for years, we had a paradigm where artists wanted radio to play their music on the radio because that would spark record sales. So it was just a given. We never thought about it. Mm-hmm. You know, radio played the records. The artists got the exposure. The people that liked the music went to the stores and bought the records so they could have it whenever they want it. You know, on demand. The original podcast was right. Buying a record and then being able to play it as much as you want at home instead of having to wait for it on the radio. And you know, I have to tell you, for all the years I grew up as a fan of that system and then became a major player in that system, it never occurred to me that that could ever change.
Mm-hmm.
But in the digital era, with the breakdown of plastic and vinyl and CDs and record stores and people just getting music for free whenever they want to, wherever they want to, on things such as YouTube and all the other ways of downloading and copying and sharing, the idea that artists can make money by selling records has gone out the window. And thus, they feel that the airplay that they're getting and the exposure that they're getting on vehicles such as this new Apple service or radio stations or online streams are taking advantage of them, because here they make this music, they don't sell as much, they sell a fraction of what they used to, and these streams and these stations are getting free programming that they've created. It's a whole different paradigm. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it's terribly confusing, and it's causing havoc. That's what's going on.
I think it's a very interesting conversational point of view, and as you just explained it, and maybe perhaps other people on the radio have done a good job with it, I wonder if jocks, if you can find a live jock on a radio station someplace, would have the ability to talk about this sort of thing and how it affects what they do, how it affects their job, how it affects the business. It is fascinating. It really is.
And well, radio jocks and radio stations love it that Apple and Pandora and Spotify and all of these new services that are, in fact, seem to be in competition with radio. Mm-hmm. In the competitive realm of music delivery, they love that these online services are having problems with artists because they consider them competition.
Right.
The fact that radio has to pay publishing royalties and all that's been going on for a long time. But I don't know. I just think we're coming to the end of the day when anybody could play any piece of music on any vehicle they want to and just do it. We already have that issue. If you and I wanted to do an online radio show and play records on it, we'd have to pay an enormous amount of money to do that. And that's been one of the real obstacles to people doing music radio shows online, the way they so freely do talk radio shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there really aren't too many financial obstacles to doing a talk radio show online. But if you want to do a music radio show online, it's not easy. If you want to pay the money, it's fine, but it gets very expensive, especially
yeah.
if you have a lot of listeners. It's almost like the speed of light. The faster you go, the heavier you get,
right.
the lower you go.
Yeah. All right.
Well, the bigger your audience, the more it costs to service them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's a great backgrounder for that story. You can send email to michael@talkers.com or to me, doug@dougsteffen.com. Doug and Michael continue with the issues of the week as we continue on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Think green. Harrison with you. Even green sushi lovers have found out how to gnaw on raw fish responsibly. In collaboration with the Monterey Bay Aquarium, the Blue Ocean Institute, and the Environmental Defense Fund, you can now print out a sustainable sushi card to carry around with you. The card lists which sushi to avoid and which to eat. For example, one should avoid both bluefin and yellowfin tuna. Equally, stay away from farmed shrimp, freshwater eel or unagi, along with farmed salmon. Wild salmon and shrimp, of course, are just fine. These card makers hope its carriers will ask sushi bar owners more questions. thus encouraging owners and sushi chefs, say that 10 times fast, to think more about serving sustainable options. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever heard of teachable moments? Well, they are all of a sudden ways to teach your kids, and they happen all the time. Here's a great example and the science of it.
Come on, big boy. Teach me.
The listener wrote her young daughter was reading out loud the story of Jack and Jill. You know, the one where Jack and Jill went up the hill and then he fell. And upon finishing, the little girl immediately quipped. They didn't look after each other very well, did they? The very smart father spotted a teaching moment. What would you have done differently, he asked. The child answered, held on to him. And then dad added, or look for stairs, or maybe dial 911. What's the cheap psychological trick? Hey, forget the goody-goody of this situation. Seizing simple, teachable moments may just teach your child how to protect themselves down the road. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This right-handed hitter was the 1977 Comeback Player of the Year. He anchored the hot corner for the Southside Hitmen of the Chicago White Sox, a team that in 77 slugged 192 homers.
Soderholm lashed one down the line to get the White Sox offense rolling.
So where is Eric Soderholm now? Eric founded Front Row Tickets in 1984, which became a multi-million dollar business in the world of ticket brokering. Eric also opened Solder World with his daughter, Misty. It's a spa and health and wellness center in suburban Chicago, which has been going strong since 1997.
The key was starting a business and then surround yourself with quality people.
Sounds like a winning formula to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Continuing now in the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the hot hits in talk radio, the charts, and the discussion of some of the elements of the world's most popular radio format, the news talk radio format, not only in our country but around the world. And that's something to imagine. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, I've often wondered if we ought to have a feature. I think from time to time you've written about some of the people that are on talk radio, but we have consultants, and a lot of people have used what goes on in American talk radio programs as a bellwether, sort of a benchmark for setting up talk radio in Paris or London or in Bonn. I mean, it's talk radio on pretty much all around the world, right?
Yes, but it's different in most other countries than the United States. The United States of America has a culture that really is conducive to talk radio, whereas in other countries, they have talk radio, but for the most part, it's very different than the style of talk radio we do in America. In most other countries, they view our style of talk radio as bombastic, egotistical, highly politically partisan, unfair, unjust, unregulated, and embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it is all of those things, but it still makes for interesting conversation. Although,
I'm just saying that the culture of other countries. Right. Is very different.
Well,
in terms of
we
how
think it's more demure sometime, but if you listen to the conversations in France, for example, and maybe England to a certain extent, and Italy, can you imagine some of the passion with people listening to discussions on the radio? Italians are extraordinarily passionate.
But they'll be passionate about how to make tomato sauce. They consider in many countries having passionate argument about politics on public airwaves to be breaking certain rules and regulations.
Gosh.
There isn't as much free speech in these countries when it comes to political issues. So you might hear in a foreign language two people on the radio, you know, yakking at each other and screaming and yelling and all that, and then you find out they're talking about, you know, how to tie your shoes or whether or not somebody should have sex before marriage.
Yeah, right. All right. So we're overviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio as usual. Every week at this time, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits and the comings and goings of your favorite stars in the talk radio world.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There's attorney John Snyder, a sports attorney, commenting on the status of Tom Brady's Deflategate suspension following this week's appeal hearing. The appeal hearing is the number 10 item, along with other things in the world of sports, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's someone who's very active in the sports world, forceful trial advocate, strategist. He serves as a counselor and personal advisor to executives. He was recently named to the American Society of Legal Advocates, the top 40 under 40 list of New York litigators. A rising star, super lawyers say this guy has got what it takes. So let's bring John on here, Richie, and talk about the Tom Brady appeal. The NFL executive, Greg Aiello, tweeted, quote, "The Tom Brady appeal hearing concluded tonight after 10 hours of testimony. No further hearings are scheduled." Brady didn't speak. He didn't testify. What is the rule on making a ruling here, John?
Well, in terms of the timing, and thank you, Doug, for having me on.
Sure.
In terms of the timing, it's there's no hard and fast rule. I would expect the ruling to come out, reasonably soon, but I suspect they're going to take their time and try to make their ruling as appeal-proof as they can. Although, no matter what happens, if they don't vacate the charge, I think Brady's got a pretty good appeal.
All right. So does that mean he doesn't get any? There's no suspension. There's no nothing that applies to having been involved in this, as far as he's concerned.
Well, so right now he's got four games. He went before Roger Goodell, who is hearing his appeal as to the length of suspension. It's a little bit strange because, the initial finding that he was involved was done by the NFL's own attorneys, Ted Wells and the Paul Weiss firm, which has done millions of dollars of legal work for the NFL. They were not neutral. Then the suspension was handed down by Troy Vincent, who was working in Roger Goodell's office and under Roger Goodell's control. And now the appeal is being heard by Roger Goodell himself. So this matter has not yet had a neutral person look at it.
John, two questions here. Why would Goodell want Brady on the bench for four games? That guy brings in a lot of money for the NFL. And then how can they – I mean, Brady's got to have a pretty good case here, because when they use terms like at least generally aware or it's probable that he knew, they don't seem like they had a very hard case to begin with.
You know, at least generally aware that somebody else may have done something wrong. I've never heard of that as a basis for punishing somebody. I mean, let me ask you this: if you're at least generally aware that somebody on your team may be doing steroids, are you going to suspend the whole team?
Right. So I don't see where the NFL has a leg to stand on in this. I mean, whether you like Brady or not, there's no smoking gun.
There's no smoking gun, and as I understand it, Tom Brady did testify. Did you say he did or did not testify a moment ago?
Doug?
I think that there is something much more important when it comes to the NFL, and because we're short on time, I want to get to what my pet peeve is. I don't care about the – could care less about this,
well,
but I do care about –
10 seconds. Will he get the suspension lifted or not?
I think that I believe Goodell will not vacate the suspension. It will be taken to the U.S. District Court. I believe a federal judge will vacate it summarily.
All right, got it. Thank you for your expertise. Attorney John Snyder here, focused mainly on the Tom Brady appeal.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All loans subject to Index Corp. rule. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly review of the hot hits. We have 10 of them every week. This week, no exception. Some hot things in here, including the Pope's climate encyclical. A lot of hosts got into trouble this week, Michael. I don't know if trouble is the right word for it. But they express themselves. It's hard to take a shot at the Pope, even if he comes out with some creative wording, an issue that he thinks ought to be in the public forum from his point of view. This Pope is very active, and most people like him, but he didn't win some friends this week with the sort of conservative world of anti-climate changers or people who say, there's nothing to it. So how did you hear, was there a really good example? I'm thinking in my own mind of listening to somebody really sort of ragging on the Pope. I thought it was an awfully poor taste, but the Pope has put himself out there. So is he fodder for conversation? Is it fair fodder?
Well, of course he is. And the Pope is no fool. He knows that in the United States, climate change and global warming are political footballs. So if he, you know, ventures into that territory, he knows that it's going to be an argument. He's not surprised. But it is just that. And you and I mentioned this last week. Anybody that talks about climate change in the United States is going to suddenly find themselves in a political battle. Mm-hmm. Because, unfortunately, and it's my opinion, climate change has become a political issue. It really should be a scientific issue that has nothing to do with politics, but that's the way it goes.
You know, we used to think that college professors or teachers didn't have political points of view. If you asked me what my first six, or maybe even going all through from kindergarten to the 12th grade, if I knew what the politics were of most of my teachers, I'd tell you, no, I don't think I have a clue. And when I went to college, unless it was a political, if I was in a class that was based on politics or history, that maybe led me to believe that I knew what was going on in the prof's head when it came to who he or she voted for. But now it would seem that everybody wants everybody to know what their point of view is. I'm a teacher, and therefore I belong to this union, and therefore I'm liberal. I don't think that's true of all teachers, but I think that teachers want to have their students know, and they kind of use their influence as teachers sometimes to get a point across. I wonder.
That's unfortunate. I agree with you. I think that we've become far more polarized and far more political in areas where people used to be private about their politics and very vocal about maintaining a certain nonpartisan, above-the-fray position because of their role as a journalist, teacher. You know, I take that position as my role as the publisher of the trade magazine.
Yeah.
You know when I learned a lesson? I learned a big lesson. I'll never forget it. Sixth grade, it was during the build-up to the Kennedy-Nixon election. And my teacher in sixth grade, this was during the primaries, okay, the primaries when JFK was running against people like Stuart Symington, Hubert Humphrey, and Lyndon Baines Johnson. Those were the four big candidates in the primaries. Maybe you remember this, too,
because
when we were kids, we were much more into politics than kids today. My sixth grade teacher stood up in front of the class and said, in my opinion, John F. Kennedy will never be elected president of the United States because he's Catholic. I'll never forget that.
Yep.
That turned me around in terms of my understanding of the real world. And, of course, John F. Kennedy was elected president, and the fact that he was Catholic really played very little of a role in his presidency, as history has shown. Is that amazing?
But you wouldn't dare go back to your teacher and say, nah, you were wrong. That was in that era. Today, I could hear youngsters in junior high school say, oh, Miss Sullivan, you told us this, and in fact, that's true, and so why should we believe you anymore? My mommy says that you don't know what you're talking about. You know, that kind
of
stuff.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It is different today. It is much different. And you know something? It took me years to chew on that and figure out what it really meant. I was only in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And I loved politics. I actually wasn't a big fan of JFK, but it was not because of any reason that had to do with his religion.
No, I wasn't either. When it came down to voting or who I might have voted for or listening to political influences for my family, but I thought actually Kennedy turned out to do a doggone good job.
Oh, Kennedy was an amazing president. My fear, I bought into as a kid that Kennedy would be soft on communism and that Nixon would protect us from communism.
Right. Well, I remember hearing from some people the Pope is going to run our country. John Kennedy won't run the country. The Pope will run the country.
Right. Now, understand, this teacher wasn't saying he shouldn't be president because he's Catholic. She was just pointing out that he wouldn't be president because the country would not elect a Catholic. You know what I mean? She wasn't anti-Catholicism. She was just doing political analysis.
Well, don't you remember when Joe Lieberman, who was the senator from Connecticut, ran for vice president with Al Gore? People were all over that. He's a Jew. Why would we elect a Jew? We don't want Jews in the White House. We don't want Jewish people running our government. And that kind of nonsense. And this is a pretty, you know, much more recent event. That was the 1990. You know, that was the 2000 election. Joe Lieberman ran. That was an issue. And now you hear of people that are congressmen. I think there were three or four congressmen that are Muslims that have been elected to our Congress. And people who don't understand the reality of the American dream think it's, how can we have a Muslim in our midst, in our body of Congress and the Senate making decisions that affect us? They could be responsible for the next terrorist act.
Yeah, or how could we have a woman elected president?
Ah, my God, yes. Or a black person elected president.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, did you ever think that you would see the day, and I'm not saying this from a racist standpoint, just a standpoint of looking at sociology, that a black person would be elected president?
Well,
I have to say, historically, whether you like Obama's policies or not, that's a hell of an accomplishment.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it was against the first woman who ran seriously for the presidency as well.
Yeah.
So that'll change. After this president, who is black, there will be a woman president. As sure as I'm sitting here, whether you like it or you don't like it, Hillary Clinton's going to be the next president of the United States, in my opinion anyway. We're having a conversation as usual, sort of up close and personal with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Today on App Check, Adobe Ideas is a very creative digital sketchbook that costs $6. Okay, but why charge for additional layers? Adobe Ideas
struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished third in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Budai, and he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Bodine now? Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make four starts over two seasons. Jeff's also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Bodine Bobsleds. His company's night train design has won six Olympic medals for the U.S., including two gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. When things really suck, great ideas are often born. But in this billionaire's case, it was just the opposite.
He was cleaning house, but his vacuum didn't suck. Literally. Dust kept getting clogged in the bag. He decided to build a better vacuum cleaner.
It wasn't easy. It took over 5,000 failures to perfect his prototype.
And then he couldn't find a manufacturer willing to pay for his invention, so he set up his own plant.
You've probably seen him on TV. James Dyson's vacuum now outsells every other brand.
He says he wanted to give up almost every day, but when the odds seem stacked against you, push a little harder.
Persevere for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, in a marriage, who's happier, the man or the woman? Or put it another way, who's more at risk for depression, the husband or the wife? Here's the social science of it. In a marriage, there are ups and there are downs, and a totally perfect marriage, well, it's just only seen in a Hollywood movie. But who's more happier while married, men or women? Now, married males tend to be happier than unmarried males, but get this. Married females reported higher rates of sadness while married than unmarried females. What's the cheap psych trick? One should strive for happiness, and it's possible to achieve. But in everyone's married life, a little sadness will fall. But if sadness becomes so debilitating that it's impossible to even think about a happy marriage again, then you might want to check out some professional assistance. Check out my book while you're at it, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com and see Talkers, the information on the radio programs that we're monitoring, the host, that sort of thing. Also, Talkers Radio, which is a separate entity. A lot of programs are coming out of there. This American Family Farmer that I started doing started at Talkers Radio before it's gone on terrestrial radio. There's Talkers Television. You'll see video starting this week of the Talkers New York Convention. And those are changing, I think, every day, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? The different panels are
every day. Adding one and for nine straight days, and then they're going to stay there for the rest of the year. Right. We had four more today and this weekend, and then we have four more coming up next week. And a person could sit there and watch their Talkers TV and attend the entire convention. Of course, they don't get to eat the food and hang out in the halls,
no.
But they do get to see the agenda.
So let's spend our remaining moments on something that's becoming a new twist or a turn. Maybe best exemplified from my point of view, because I know Boston probably better than I know most other markets. Boston, Los Angeles, New York, I know pretty well. There are two talk radio presentations, or there have been traditionally at least a couple of stations in Boston doing talk. One of them was associated for a while with one newspaper, and now another one's associated with another newspaper, and they're really playing on that. So has newspapers survived? Have they been smart to tie themselves onto the apron strings of talk radio, news talk radio? Is this something that will
certainly the Boston Herald and the Boston Globe are smart to do that. Yeah. I wouldn't say newspapers in general are doing it. Most of them don't have a clue, and most of the people in talk radio or radio don't have a clue about this. I've been beating this drum for years.
Yes, you have. That's why I asked you the question.
Yeah, in Boston, we're seeing it. The Globe has tied up with WRKO in the morning, and WMEX has tied up with the Boston Herald, which has its own radio station on its website and is connected to their newsroom. This is very, very exciting in terms of multimedia developments, and anybody really interested in media, if there are any media freaks listening to this, check out what's going on in Boston. You could see it online in terms of the relationship that's brewing between radio stations and daily newspapers. As far as the rest of the country, very sparse, not a lot of interest in it yet because they don't understand it. And yet, you know something? It's really simple and an obvious next step in the developments of media.
I remember when I was working local radio as well. This program I've been doing for 27, my Good Day program for 27 years. I think I've been doing this countdown show for 10 or 11 with you. I remember thinking and actually saying on the air how we in the news talk business were going to put newspapers out of business because they didn't have the ability to respond immediately to what was going on. It was yesterday's news. The news men and women who were on the air would say, yep, it's today's news now, when in fact a lot of them in the smaller stations were getting their news out of yesterday's newspaper.
Yeah, I know.
One of the little secrets. Little dirty, dark secrets. The reality is that they were getting things. Now there is there are these websites that promote the radio station has all the local news on it and suggests, why do you need a local newspaper? You don't need paper. You just have to listen to us or go to our website. Right?
Yeah, well, the paper concept is separate from the resources. If you have a newsroom and you have reporters, you can have a news organization that's reflective of the immediate news on the Internet, where more and more people are getting their information up to the second. But in terms of paper, in terms of yesterday's news, there's more to news than just the immediate breaking story. There's analysis. There's history. There are details. There's follow-up. And paper still serves that purpose. I remember when I was looking in the airport, I was walking through it when the O.J. Simpson verdict came down, mm-hmm. and I saw a lot of papers said, O.J. Simpson verdict, you know, not guilty. And it was yesterday's news, and I said, uh-oh. Yeah. But then there were some newspapers that said, O.J. Simpson verdict creates questions and issues about race relations in America. Very different kind of a headline. Mm-hmm. One was analysis, and one was telling you yesterday's story.
So then it isn't really the news. When it's analysis, it's not the news. It's what we sort of do in the issue-oriented news talk radio world. So they were competing.
I don't know. I think it's still news. I think that some news has to take, there's more to it than just instant breaking story. Analysis of the news is not necessarily commentary or opinion. Analysis could be just a deeper presentation of the facts once they're uncovered. You can't have all the facts to a story instantaneously in the moment the story breaks. So just because you're going into it deeper, well, here's what's happened, here's what's behind it, here's what led up to it, here's the history of it, that's different than here's what I think it means or here's my opinion about it. Those are two very different things, Doug.
I love the way you said that. You do that again?
I don't think I could ever do that again. I read it on my script, but it just fell down and blew away.
Oh, my God. That was pretty funny. All right, one other
was
thing.
It good? Was it good?
Yeah, it was great. I thought it was terrific. Yep, got the true essence of Michael Herron. All right, so we don't have enough time. What I wanted to do was get your reaction. We'll see if it's still cooking next week to Mr. Limbaugh suggesting that the whole business on the Confederate flag and what it means to discussion in America, once those flags are taken out of circulation, what's next, the American flag? And things that, you know, stuff that gets twisted and turned out of context, but it makes for good conversation, interesting.
Oh, it's a great freedom of speech issue, and once again, it'll give us a chance to analyze the meaning of the First Amendment. Let's save it for next week because it won't go away.
All right. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has to go away, as do I, right now. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show with the overview of the top stories, the big topics, if you will, in the world of news talk radio. Doug Steffen here on the talk radio countdown review.
The talk radio countdown.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Get to our visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney, college professor, expert in scams. His website, scamicide.com, something everybody should check. Anytime you have somebody who's making a proposal to you and you're worried about it, check out their scam quotient, if you will, at scamicide.com. Time now for us to go through some of the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of June 22nd to the 26th. Certainly the Obamacare ruling, Supreme Court activity this week, all of it, because it seems that the news media just wants to focus on the health care ruling or the insurance ruling. But, in fact, there are other things that have come out that have significance as well, all too much significance, and seems to be sort of left in the dust here, you think?
I do, but the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is really very significant. And once again, Chief Justice Roberts was an important vote. This ended up not even being a 5-4. This was a 6-3 ruling in favor of the legislation. And what's kind of interesting, Doug, is what happened is there was some wording that should have been, the clear language was such that it would have made the Affordable Care Act really ineffective. What the Supreme Court did was, and what Justice Roberts said, is the purpose of the court is to look at what was intended by Congress when they used those words, and therefore what they were intending was to have this be valid, and he went along with it, and he's right. But there are times where Justice Scalia's position is also correct, which is There are times that Congress screws up when they're making legislation, and generally what happens is they correct it themselves. And here, Scalia was upset that the court was correcting it rather than let Congress do it.
Mm. Well, it doesn't mean that there will not be more attempts to change that law, right? This doesn't
stop anybody from trying to change the law. Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. The attempts from here on out, this is pretty much it as far as challenging the constitutionality of the law. So now they're going to just have to try and change it.
Yeah, and so let them take their, what is it they say, give it the best shot.
Exactly.
The next item here, the church slayings and the aftermath, there are a lot of people who want to sue somebody or something because they're not going to be allowed to have a Confederate flag. There isn't going to be any for sale, that kind of stuff. I don't know where we go with the legalities in this issue. Do you?
Yeah, you know, it's, again, there's a lot of emotion going on here, and you've got, first of all, you know, can you ban this, the Confederate flag? No, you can't ban it. So then can someone say, if a company is, let's say a Walmart is, as they have decided, not to sell any more products with the Confederate flag, can you sue them? Absolutely not. I mean, you can sue them, but you're not going to be successful because you don't have any kind of right to have that flag. Can you create one on your own? Yes, that's your right of free speech, but people often are looking for the courts to make all of the decisions, and a lot of the time just intelligent people have to do on their own.
All right, so following up on that thought, the trade deal, can that be stopped in court? It was approved by Congress. Is that legal? Is it something that people will challenge?
You can challenge anything, but it does appear that the trade deal, as it presently is approved, is legal, was done properly, and so that will be the law. But like you said about the Affordable Care Act, there will always be people that will try and snipe at it, and how the devil is often in the details to see if there's some way of minimizing its effectiveness in that way. But as far as being legal,
all right. The Freddie Gray autopsy report. Who gets sued here now that this information is public?
Well, it's pretty clear now that, this was what we knew all along, that there was physical harm done to him that was not just accidental. It was these were crimes of commission, not omission. And so you're going to see the officers involved. This strengthens the case against them. There is the argument, is this Baltimore police force, is this the kind of thing that has been tolerated in the past? And it goes beyond them to actions against the force itself, and that we're going to have to, see what happens with the Justice Department investigations.
Some people were horribly offended. The president used the N-word. That's as far as it goes, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is. You can use the N-word. It is not illegal to do so. Is it in poor taste? And frankly, I heard the way he used it. No, I didn't think it was in poor taste. It's like pretending that the words don't exist.
Doesn't exist. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with us with his overview of some of the big stories of the week and the legal ramifications that come out of not discussing them, but the activity itself. This is. Where are we? 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.